I hope you'll forgive the informality. But they said, come dressed as your famous character from the story. So I've come as Herod. No, I haven't. What have I come as? Sheep. I've come as a sheep. A shepherd. Got my wellies on, for those who can't see it. I like wearing my wellies, any excuse. Let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for our children and for their ministry to us. We pray now that through your word, through my words, through our thoughts, you will lead us closer to you. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I don't know whether you're the sort of person who likes surprises or whether you like things to be quite predictable. In other words, when you get up on Christmas Day, are you hoping that you will have things in your stocking which you had not expected, so you are surprised? Or do you hope that you get everything that may have been on the letter you sent to Santa? Now, how many people like surprises? Fair enough. How many people like things to be predictable? Yep. You could have predicted that I like to have things predictable. Yeah, well, you either like surprises or not. I suppose presents are a really good example. Can anybody think of an example of a surprise present which was nice? And can anybody think of a surprise present that wasn't nice? And I'm just going to ask for a couple of them, because we've got a few moments, I think, for me to while away. Can you think of a surprise present that was nice? Was it a nice one?
My uncle gave me a Bitsy.
A what?
A Bitsy. It's like this toy that's in like a jewellery box, and then it goes up, and then there's a bit of plastic thing, and then it creates a creature.
And that was a good surprise, was it? Just checking. Yeah, it was a good surprise, apparently.
I got one for a grown-up.
What did you get?
Wine. I didn't get it. For like a grown-up.
Well, that's a nice surprise. Sorry.
Candy.
Candy, that's as good surprise, is it? Or bad surprise? Good surprise. Does anybody have an unpleasant surprise? I remember my father, many, 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 many years ago, my father, I was sat in his lap, so it obviously was a long time ago, and we were watching the adverts. Oh, you've got one. No, my story's very long. Do you want to get in? No. No, it was just, I remember, we were watching, there was an advert for a screwdriver that had bits on the end that you could sort of pull out, pull in, and my father was famous for only having one tool in the whole of the house that he did everything with. He undid bolts, he undid screws, he took cars apart with a single screwdriver. And he looked at this advert, and he said to my mother, that is what I do not want for Christmas. At which point, I popped up and said, we've got it for him, haven't we, Mummy? which was true. So that was a surprise on that occasion, which wasn't pleasant. What's yours, a pleasant or unpleasant?
Unpleasant.
Unpleasant, oh yeah, I've got to hear this one then.
I think I was about 6 years old, and we went to a friend's house and exchanged gifts, and I opened up mine, and it was a Rupert the Bear book, and my mum said she could see I was absolutely devastated, but I was such a lovely girl, I pretended, and she was very proud of me, but I was guyed.
And obviously it scarred you for life. Let me put down my sheep, because he's getting tired. The reason I got onto this idea of being taken by surprise is that the story that we heard today, although it's a story that we hear year after year, is a story that is full of surprises. And I wonder whether we could just take that, think about that from character to character. Let's start with the shepherds. Where are the shepherds? Could they just stand up? Shepherd, if you're a shepherd, can you stand up? That's it. Brilliant. And a sheep. Now, what surprises did the shepherds have that day? What surprises? What was it? The angels. The angels were a big surprise. That's right. The angels suddenly appeared on the hill. So you can sit down again now, though. Done very well. The angels suddenly appeared. Thank you, angels. They suddenly appeared. That must have been a massive surprise. I've been reading a bit about some reflections in Celtic Christianity. And in Celtic Christianity, there was a much greater readiness to meet angels. And I've begun to try and think like that, because, you know, it means meeting one another and finding angels and entertaining them unawares. But anyway, yeah, the angels came, and then what the angels said must have been a huge surprise, because they told them that there was a baby born who was Messiah, who came to save the world?
The Saviour.
Okay, where are the kings? Where are the kings? What surprises? Where are the kings? Any kings? Oh, kings, stand up. Go on, just quickly, so we'll have a look at you. Magi, sorry. Sorry, the Magi. Very correct. What surprises did the Magi have? What do you think? When they got there. Please sit down. They did. There was the baby. There were two surprises that I could think of. One, they were surprised, weren't they, that the baby wasn't being born in Jerusalem. They went to Jerusalem first and met Herod, and he wasn't born there. Then they were surprised when they found the baby in the stable. They weren't surprised by the baby, but they were surprised, I'm sure, by the stable. If this was going to be a king, what a strange place to be born. How different from what they might have expected. Now, we didn't have Herod, thank goodness, in your story, in your telling of the story, but King Herod, what was his surprise? What was King Herod surprised about?
That someone might overthrow him.
Yes, that someone might overthrow him. That there might be a king who would be in competition. And he was told about it by the Magi, and that had some authority. So that's another surprise. Now, what about Mary and Joseph? Can Mary and Joseph stand up? Mary, where's Joseph? Lost him. Don't worry. Good man. Thank you. Mary and Joseph, stand up. Thank you. Sit down again now. Now, what do you think most surprised them? Because they'd already had angels, and they'd already been told what the baby would be. I wonder what surprised them. What do you think surprised them?
That the baby was going to be a king.
Yeah, the baby was going to be a king could well have surprised them. I bet it surprised them when they first heard about it. I think they'd have been a bit surprised by all these visitors. That the shepherds came, and that the Magi came, and the sheep came, obviously. It's nice, isn't it? Oh, it's lovely. They'd been really surprised to have all these visitors coming around. And the fact that the scruffy lot off the hills came, and the fact that these people came, these men came from foreign lands a long way away. They must have been thinking that this baby is going to be important to the whole world, to a big place. That must have been a big surprise. Now, there is somebody, two people in the story, who again weren't in your bit of the story and often come a couple of weeks after Christmas, who we didn't meet today, who were not surprised. They're my sort of people. They like predictability. And they're two elderly people called Simeon and Anna. You probably haven't heard of them. But they lived in Jerusalem, and when Mary and Joseph took the baby Jesus to be presented at the temple, they met the baby Jesus, and they had been praying for the Saviour to come. And they recognised in this little baby the Saviour of the world. And so they praised God. They said, "My eyes have seen your salvation. Let us now, thy servant, depart in peace." And so there was some predictability in the stories, people looking forward. They'd expected to see a saviour, and now he had come. One of the things, just pausing for a moment, is that what nobody's surprised about in this is to meet a baby. I love babies. I love babies. I was stood behind a bloke in a hardware shop last week, and unbeknownst to me, he had a tiny, few-day-old baby, second child, wrapped up in his coat, and you could just see its head. And I thought, I would travel across a desert just to go and meet you. But that's not a surprise. That's not why they went. They went to go and see a very special thing. That wasn't the surprise, the baby. They expected that. The real surprise in Christmas was described in that reading we had from Paul's letter to the church who he loved in Philippi. He loved the church in Philippi. They'd been immensely kind to him. And he was writing now to tell them how they should behave one to another. And he says this: Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Just unpacking those words, what Paul is explaining is that Jesus was God before Christmas. He was God at Christmas and throughout his life on earth, and he was God after his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. But he had taken on our form in order to bring salvation, to save us, to help us, to give us God's love, to enable us to love him back. This poem, because it is a poem that Paul wrote or he adopted from the early church, explains the real surprise of Christmas, that God should become human in Jesus. It's more than a surprise, it should be a shock. And it should be more than a shock, it's actually a complete scandal that God should become human. It's a challenge to us as we approach this coming Christmas, as we come to the time where everything perhaps will be predictable. And in that, we have to look for the scandal of Christmas and ask God, as the children did today, ask God to lead us to see him in that surprise, that shock, that scandal of human, of God becoming human. Let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we again give you great thanks for what we've looked at, what we've watched, what we've experienced this morning. We pray that in the next few weeks, as we approach this Christmas, this year, you will lead us to confront the scandal that you should love the world so much that Jesus should come as one of us, that we should call him Lord. We ask that you'll take us on that journey. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.